What did he do for the youth?
Well, he used the building's still standing on
Orange?
Yeah. And he had a bowling alley there.
Yeah.
And he used to give the kids free bowling instruction. And then they could bowl for an hour free. Didn't charge them nothing. Then I think it was once every month, across the street from his bowling alley was this big vacant parking lot. And he put up a portable stage, and he'd bring Hollywood celebrities down, and he'd give you all a drawing ticket, and if your number was one, he'd give you a prize. And he had, like, watches and trips and stuff like that that he'd give the people. And then at Christmas time, I don't think there was a child in Signal Hill that didn't get some kind of a gift from him. He'd take this big truck and go up and down the streets and deliver gifts to the kids. And he'd even give chocolates or bars, little boxes of bars of soap to the lady of the house, as he called it. And one time he come to my house and he said, "Was there something I'd like to have done?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd like my alley paved." So he said he'd see it was done. It was no time till I had a piece of cement in my alley from Vernon Street, about, oh, maybe 25 feet down. And he mowed my lawn one time for me and took all the sprinkler heads off my sprinklers. But his intentions were good. And he loved kids, I think. And he did an awful lot. And up until just, I would say maybe the last 5 years, he always had Christmas parties for the kids at his home. And he gave them good gifts. He didn't give them no 5 and 10 cent gifts. It was expensive gifts.
Was this when your son was growing up? Or?
Mm-hmm. I let my son go to his bowling alley, and I would go. My neighbor, Mrs. DeBoard, she let her son go, too. Then when they came out and told us he was a gambler, we thought, gee whiz. But he never instilled any of that in the children.
Is that where he got the money to finance all this?
No, he got his money from boxing. And it's too bad that the Historical Society didn't get some of the things that he had in his home, because he had the skates of Sonia Henny's, and he had a lot of things belonging. He had a lot of Rochester and Jack Benny's things in his home. He was a well-liked person, I thought.
Was it at the bowling alley that he had bingo games and things
mm-hmm.
like that?
But it wasn't where the bowling was. He had another room for his bingo games. And my neighbor, Mrs. Beulah Cole, she used to go to his bowling party. She's won some nice gifts there. But I was too slow to play bingo.
Was that the only bowling alley and bingo parlor in Signal Hill, or were there other places like that around?
No, as far as I know, that was the only one.
And there weren't other kinds of, there were just cafes, there weren't other kinds of things for entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Just cafes. And there was the Frog Pond Inn and Sis Asherton's was on Willow Street, and that was about the only cafes we had that were, you know, that I knew of. There could have been others in Signal Hill, but those were the two that I knew of. And the Frog Pond Inn, we couldn't go there because they served liquor.
Was there liquor in Signal Hill after it was incorporated, or even before it was incorporated?
Wine and beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
because after we were first married, my husband took an ice route before he went to work for the shipyard. And he used to deliver wine and beer to the Frog Pond Inn and to Sis Asherton's restaurant.
And did people come from Long Beach to drink and eat in those places? Because Long Beach was dry.
I imagine they did. I don't know. I never went to them. Well, let's see, it would have to be in about 35 when my husband was bowling.
No, well, Long Beach is had, Melissa came back to Long Beach in 33.
Yeah, well, see, it was 35 when my husband delivered it.
But before that, you know, whatever.
I don't think they had it before 34 then either. But that you could sure get some good meals at Sis Ashton.
How do you spell that? It seems like somebody else has told me about that, and I tried to picture in my mind how it's spelled.
It's A-S-H-T-O-N-S, apostrophe S, I should say.
Okay.
And her daughter, I can't remember her name, but she's a news commentator now on one of their TV programs.
Wow.
Ruth was her name. And she goes by the name of Ruth Asherton something else now.
And so you didn't really, the war didn't seem to really make any difference in
not
the way things were.
Not to the, where I lived. It might have in other parts, but not the little section I lived in, no.
What about, when you said you became interested in politics later. Did you read the newspapers earlier?
Oh, yeah, I read the newspapers, but, see, when, I'm trying to think of what the police chief's name was, but I can't remember his name. He'll come to me one of these odd days. But they were trying to recall him from his office. And he had been very considerate of different things when I had called for assistance from the police department. He had been real good in getting the things done that I wanted done. And as far as I knew, he was a good man, and I couldn't see why he should be recalled. So I went to the council meeting and talked about it, everything, and there was a man that had an orange juice place that you come down off the hill on Orange Avenue.
North or south?
It would be south of Spring Street, there in the gully light.
Yeah.
And he didn't like our police chief. So he as much as called me a liar at the council meeting, so I just quit going. Mm.
Was it by Midway Fishing Tool?
No, no, that's on Cherry Avenue. This is on Orange Avenue.
Oh, okay.
You know where Pine Tree?
Yeah, is? Yeah, I know.
Well, it's the other side of Orange Avenue and up a little ways. I'm trying to think what's in there now, but it's some kind of a marine building's in there now.
But it seems, from what I've read at least, that there have always been recalls going on at Signal Hill.
Yeah, one time I was told that Signal Hill is the city of recalls.
But you didn't pay much attention to them?
Yeah. Unless I really know the person, I can't say nothing, you know, wrong about a person. And I would rather be able to say something nice than say something wrong. I figure I'm better just to keep my mouth shut if I can't say something else. We used to have a police officer, too, on a motorcycle when we first had Signal Hill, and his name was Bud Moon, because he used to live right on the next street from us on 25th Street.
What kind of police? Did you have any police before the city was incorporated?
Not that I know of, no. We were protected by the L.A. County in Long Beach.
And did you ever see policemen around? Or?
Not till I went to Signal Hill.
And that's when they got the motorcycle police.
Mm-hmm.
And was he the only one? Or did they have
no, they had other police officers, too. I wish I could think what that police chief's name was. Murphy was his last name. He now had, well, he should have, he did have, Avocado Grove in Fallbrook. No, he had a police force, but Everybody says we never had a motorcycle officer in Signal Hill, but we have had. And our first mayor, they used to say that Mrs. Cumberlick was our first lady mayor, but the first mayor of Signal Hill was a lady.
Yeah,
and her name was,
Did you know her?
No, but she lived in on Atlantic Avenue where Barden's termite exterminating place is now. That was her home.
Did you know any of the people that were involved in politics, even though you weren't that interested?
My dad did, but I didn't.
Was he involved in starting Signal Hill? Or?
No. I think he was working in Signal Hill, and I think he did attend council meetings when I was younger and stuff like that and help it get incorporated, but other than that, I don't think he, because he did shift work.
What about the people that lived around you? Did any of them work in the oil fields? Or?
Let's see now. Mr. Vandevoort lived there, and he became our police chief. And Mr. DeFord worked for Mobil Oil Company.
On Signal Hill or in the refinery?
In Signal Hill. And
what kind of installation did Mobil have on Signal Hill? Did they have oil wells? Or
I don't know. It was more, he did more or less, I don't know what you'd call it. He looked after the oil, the derricks and stuff like that. And then Mr. Hoadley, he was an oil field worker. And, we had a little store on the corner of Vernon and California called Seeger's. Miss Martha Seeger had it. And they used to make a lot of movies down in the gully, as we call it, where the train tracks run. And they used Mrs. Seeger's house in the movies. And they were mostly those Al Capone-type movies. And, of course, whenever they were shooting them, we always had a lot of people from Long Beach and other places come up to watch and shoot the movies.
Were they from Balboa Studios?
I don't know what studios they were from.
That was the one that was in Long Beach.
I don't know where they were from, but they used to use Mrs. Seeger's house and the railroad tracks. They'd have them roll down the banks and stuff like that.
You never got to be in the background of one of the movies?
Aw. I used to go up and watch them shoot them, though.
Are you sure?
Okay, now it's going.
Okay.
So,
start all over.
Your name again.
I'm Mary McGinnis.
And the house is on Gaviota.
On Gaviota, and when we came here, it was called the Thayer. Thayers lived there.
Could I ask what year you came?
We came up to this house about 1951.
And that's when.
They lived there at the time. How they happened to be there, they were related to people that originally owned the house, and when they all finally died, they inherited the house. They were from the Boston area, Thayer's were. And she told me, as best as I remember, that the people, their name was Loughenbill or something. I don't recall that. But the tower part was used for observation. He was an old seafaring man, and he could watch the ships from up there. But the man that owned this house before we moved here told us that was beautiful at one time. It was terraced all down the back. And the man grew plants for the state. And they would, you know, he could, I forget now what she said, but he experimented with plants. And she said at one time that was really a beautiful place. That's really about all I know about it. I can't think of too much more. This area really hasn't changed, you know, that much up here.
Who lived here before you did?
Wait a minute, I'll turn that off. You want to shut it off a minute until I think? I'll tell you about the house next door first.
Okay.
The people, maybe it will come to me, is That's all Swedes originally owned that house. And she told me that the daughter lives there now, and they came up here in about 1917, and that house was already built. It's fascinating. It's three stories. It's got almost a full basement.
And it's south of you?
It's the house south of me at 2435. I'm a total blank as to who owned this house, and he's...
What is the name of the lady there now?
Jane LaGrange. Yeah. Her folks were very instrumental in a lot of early downtown Long Beach. They owned, I think it was the Mercantile Department Store where they, not Bullock's, what was that other big?
Desmond's.
In where the Desmond's building. That was at one time a big mercantile store. And they were very prominent people in society up here with those Swaffields and all the old, you know, big old names. Oh, isn't that... I'm going to shut that off.
Did the Swaffields have a house up here?
No. One time, she's very interesting to talk to. I wish, you know, maybe you could talk to her. She knew all the people that originally lived up here. And at one time, this part of the hill was all like estates. Big, beautiful homes here. And Jane recalls almost all of the people that came up here. I'll have to ask her if she would mind sometime talking, you know, to people to for
and
this.
And then she can call you.
Because she remembers quite a bit. I think she was about 10 or so. Oh, good. When they came up here, and she was telling me one day about how, I guess there was a colonial mansion north of us, and when the well came in on this part of the hill on Walnut and Willow, it came in through boulders all over this part of the hill with the oil, and it demolished a lot of the houses. It demolished the place that stood next to us. And did an awful lot of damage. And her mother had told me one time, I guess she raised chickens out the back. And this was so covered with oil that it killed all the chickens. And they couldn't get out of their house for about 3 days because of so much oil flowing all over here. And I'm still trying to recall what this house from. Isn't that terrible?
Where did you come from?
To Signal Hill from Montana. We landed on the west side of town, and my dad at that time worked on the Edison building when we were building the Edison building.
In the harbor?
Yeah. It was interesting to me because we landed on the west side in what they call Tent City.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months back, the paper did an article on Tent City. And I can recall living there. It was really strange. They had these peddlers, fruit peddlers, that came around, you know, with the fruit on their truck, and that's the first time I had ever eaten a peach. And we didn't know you're supposed to wash them first, you know, take all that fuzz off, and I was broke out from here to here, and I was probably, 9 years old. And then the boardwalk was there then. You walked, was wide, and you walked from, well, we were clear almost to the Edison plant at the time. It had the bridge that opened up, you know. And we would walk that boardwalk down to Pine Avenue, and it went through the pike. And, of course, it was an enormous beach. It was really, to look back, it was really interesting. Anyway, then we came to... We moved to Signal Hill. My dad got a job with the city and the street department, and we came here, and we lived on Walnut and Temple.
Did he get a job with the city of Signal Hill?
Of Signal Hill. He worked on the street department. Now, this was about 1928, I think, or 29, and he worked on the street department 2 years, about, and then he went on the Signal Hill Fire Department, and he retired from there and then passed away. But... I can remember we were poor, but my father always had a job. They were farmers in Montana, and we moved into his two-story house, and it was the first hardwood floors I ever saw in my life. And isn't it funny what sticks out and you remember? And that part of the hill at that time, it was just all wooden houses, and Dr. Pike had that beautiful home up there, and he had cabins down the back that he kept people in that were mentally off balance. And There used to be a big gully up there, and we'd go swing in the trees over this gully and golly, it was fun. But I was just a kid, and then we moved down on.
Did you go to Burnett School?
No, I went to Lee at that time. And then we moved down on to St. Louis. And we lived at St. Louis when the earthquake, the 33 earthquake. And by that time, my dad was on the fire department. And
what were you doing when the earthquake hit?
I was down in Sunset Beach.
Oh.
I was going to spend the weekend with these friends of my folks. And we were getting ready to go to show, and they had a two-story house, and we were upstairs, and this violent shaking started, so we all managed to get in the street. And Pacific Coast Highway at that time ran right in front of these houses. And golly, the street opened up, and the water was coming up through the street, and the people going by in their cars were looking at us like, gee, what happened, you know? And we got in two cars and came up through Belmont Shore, and I knew for Belmont Shore was just awash. People were starting towards the hills carrying mattresses, and it was all really vivid. We came by Community Hospital, and they had people out in their parking lots on cots, and my folks that, like I said, lived on St. Louis at the time, and the only thing, in those days, in the bathroom, the hot water heater stood right around in the bathroom door, remember, Peggy? And that was the only thing that fell over, and my dad put up a tent in the vacant lot next door, and we stayed in that tent for, oh golly, I'll bet a month. And I went, by that time, when we moved down on this part of the hill, I went to Signal Hill School. And then when the earthquake happened, I was in junior high school, and it was Hamilton at the time where City College is now. And we went to school in tents. I think I was in the ninth grade. And then I went on to Poly. It's just been a tremendous change, you know. People that, I said, my dad was kind of a radical, and he liked to get into politics. Of course, being on the fire department, he was highly involved. I said, my dad turned over in his grave if he saw some of the things going on now. But, you'll shut that off, and I'm going to ask Peggy if maybe she might remember.
Before, what was your father's name?
Zylstra. That I can remember, Harry Zylstra. Gosh, he worked in the fire department for, I think, 25 years up here, went through the Hancock Fire and all of that. Peggy, I was going to ask you, remember?
He was principal of Franklin.
I'm sure it was Franklin. It was the one, yeah. It was either Franklin or what's that other one down there?
It's a Jefferson.
No, I think it was Franklin. Isn't that funny? I'm a total blank.
Join the
fire. Which one would have that for me?
Well, you probably knew at the time you moved in, right?
Oh, yeah. He lived up north. His kids were real up high in the YMCA. Oh, isn't that dumb? I swore I'd never forget that man's name. I didn't like him. It was funny, though. We came up here. We were really looking. My husband was on the fire department here then, too, by that time. And boy, houses were scarce to find then, you know. We had the three girls, and I was in PTA, and this woman happened to tell me she was leaving. I think she was moving to India or something, and I said, gee, is your house big enough for three kids? And, oh, yeah, she says, come on up. And so we rented this, and we paid $50 a month if we would take care of the yard. And we paid that, and he told us, when I die, you'll be the first. I'll offer it to you first, yeah. And then when he did that, we had a heck of a time raising the money to buy it. We started off, we weren't going to get this place. But when we came up here, that the weeds out there were knee-deep, it was really just a horrible place when we came here. But that's about all. Other than building changes, this part of the hill hasn't changed a great deal. I went through Signal Hill School. My daughters went through Signal Hill. Some of my grandchildren went through there. So we go on back a long ways for Signal Hill School. That's really about all I can think of any of the other places around here. I wonder if you got that off being shut.
When you came here.
When we came here, when we came here on this part, the back of the lot had what they called a carriage house. Now, we don't know if they originally might have had horse and buggy up here or not. It was two-story, and I think it was for, like, the old Model T when we first came up here, but they've had rooms upstairs for people to live in. The earliest, like, I wasn't on the tape, but there, when we bought the house, we got papers as far back as 1906, and a woman owned it. But we could never find out if it might have come out of a land grant at that time, or just or when the house was actually built, but we know this house was built before 1917. And something about they had elaborate plans to build this house, but they ran out of money before they could do the whole thing. And the funniest thing about this house, we can never understand. I have a bathroom upstairs, and the floor is cement. No. Now, why they would pour a cement floor? I said, I'm never going to stand in that corner if we have an earthquake, because that's about where it would be. Mm. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And a cast iron bathtub. And it looks like at one time the walls maybe might have been bricked over, but we could never figure that out. Why? And it had one of those old pull chain toilets in it, and when it went kerflooey, we just threw it out, and now come to find out they cost about $300. My husband could have died. It's been a great place to live. It was hard on our kids because we had to haul them all over, you know, wherever we went, they wanted to go, we had to take them, and it was real hard on them, but I wouldn't give up living here for anywhere else now, you know. Golly, that's about all I can remember to tell you. I wish I could remember more.
What was the name of the person you bought the house from?
We bought the house from a Mr. Ackerman, and I think at the time he was principal of Franklin Junior High School. He raised his children up. In fact, I think one of them was born here, but he's an old timer. What I recall about him, he was telling me, he found out this place was for sale from someone, and he and his wife rode their bicycles up here from downtown to look at this place, and that's how come they bought it.